Cold Lake, the vision for an Indigenous Peoples Day celebration was recently presented to City of Cold Lake Council by Linda Minus, Language and Culture Director at Cold Lake First Nations. Minus's passionate presentation showcased the essence of the event, highlighting its significance as a platform for cultural exchange. Minus also expressed a desire for assistance from the city to make the celebration a success. At the April 9th regular council meeting, Minus articulated the event's purpose, stating, "The presentation today is on Indigenous Peoples Day celebration that we're planning for the 21st of June of this year, and we want to celebrate the diversity of Indigenous peoples in this area. The celebration is scheduled to take place at the Treaty Grounds in Cold Lake First Nations and symbolizes a coming together of Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities." Minus emphasized the inclusive nature of the event, stating, "It's for everybody. It's not only for the Indigenous people. It's for the non-Indigenous people in our area." Highlighting the importance of reciprocal engagement, Minus expressed, "We get involved in town activities and stuff, and we would like the townspeople to be involved in our celebrations as well. And so, this is one of those opportunities for the town people to become involved with our celebration." The day's itinerary, as outlined by Minus, reflects a tapestry of Indigenous traditions and cultural expressions. The event will begin with a pipe ceremony, Minus explained, "We are a very spiritual people. And the first thing in the morning is to honor and to be grateful for what we do have." A communal breakfast, Minus noted, will serve as a symbol of unity. Throughout the day, attendees will have the chance to engage in cultural presentations and performances. In the afternoon, we'll have presentations by different groups. The Kikino Métis performers will be coming in from up north and coming in to make a presentation. Culminating in a traditional fish fry and ceremonial dances, the event promises an immersive experience of Indigenous culture. Minus extended a warm invitation to all, affirming, "We expect there'll be a lot of people. We'll be feeding everybody, and it'll be free. So, whoever comes can come and eat." Minus asked council if they could loan chairs and tables for the event, as was done in the past. Council expressed gratitude to Minus for her presentation and assured her that they would discuss and make a decision regarding her request in an upcoming council meeting.